Welcome to Life at UBS. We are more than ourselves. We own it, we improve, we connect. In this podcast series, we'll connect you with what UBS has to offer and give you new perspective and insights into your internship journey. Learn from the best and hear from the unique stories from our people and find out more about UBS's businesses from their experts in their own field.
Hi, I'm Karen. I'm a junior talent recruiter and welcome to the Live at UBS. We are very delighted to have our two AMDs, Selena from the Global Banking and Damien from the Global Wealth Management with us today. On today's episode, they will be sharing their successful career stories and giving out some tips on how you can kickstart your careers in the financial industry at an early stage and along the journey. Welcome to the show, Selena and Damien. Thank you for the time to be with us today. So to begin with, could you please share with us more about yourself, say like your current role, your team, or how long you've been with UBS?
Well, maybe I'll start first. My name is Selena Cheung. I'm from the Global Capital Markets Division, and I currently run the Equity Capital Markets team for Asia, and I'm also the head of the Private Financing Group for UBS. So I've been with UBS for 8 years, and previously with another US Wall Street firm, and I was trained as a lawyer in Hong Kong and the UK.
Hi, I'm Damien. I'm a marketing head at the Global Wealth Management Division. We cover Taiwan international clients who are typically high net worth and ultra high net worth individual domiciled in Taiwan. And we provide private banking services in relating to their investments, their corporates, and also for their families.
Thank you. I'm sure our audience are very keen to hear more from senior likes, both of you. So both of you have been staying with UBS for quite some years, and even almost 2 decades for Damien. Well, so I believe you guys would be a best person to share with us more about the UBS culture. How would you describe the life in UBS with one word and why?
One word, I would say for me, it would be collaboration. You know, that for us, I think I would say it's almost in our DNA, right? And I think you can also see that from our purpose statement, you know, connecting people for a better world. I think for us, I think, you know, that culture, that collaborative culture is what our clients want. And I think today is actually the first time I met Selena, you know, in person,
yeah.
But actually we've been on calls and meetings and also serving common clients together, right?
Yeah.
So I think for us, that's what differentiates UBS from our competitors. And that's also what keep us relevant in front of our clients.
Yeah, and to echo with what Damien just said, I think another important aspect of being in UBS is really, we are a very inclusive set of individuals. And I think by being inclusive, we're able to generate ideas and be creative together and create, you know, customized solutions for our client set. And I think us working collaboratively, according to what Damien was mentioning, but also working inclusively with people who have different backgrounds, ethnicity, sexual orientation, I think that is a common theme around the success behind UBS.
Great, thank you. I could totally relate it to that. So with such a collaborative and inclusive environment, I believe both of you have a very progressive development in terms of your personal and your professional career here. So what steps have you taken to grow your career here? And what's the best advice you have been given from your senior or even your peers?
Well, for me, you know, I've been, like Karen was saying, I've been here for a long time, almost 20 years now. I actually was lucky enough to work in several APAC locations. I started in Melbourne, Australia, right after I graduated. Then I moved back to my hometown in Taipei. Then the last 15 years I've been in Hong Kong. And during that journey, I've also moved around in different roles. From the back office to middle office to now in the front line. So that gave me, you know, quite diverse experience in different locations and different jobs. Mm-hmm. And that certainly wasn't by design. I have to be, you know, truthful. when I look back, it's actually, my next jobs, usually I was recruited by my internal clients after I do well in my old job. So I think that when I look back, that diverse experience really put me in good stead for my past, current, and also future roles. And so I think that's actually very put me in good stead. And I think with the best advice I've gotten from my from my peers is that always have a long term view on things. That whether that's to do with clients, prospects, or investment, or even today when I manage my team and my staff, I think having that long-term view helps me make the right decision. There are times that I've taken a shorter-term view on things, and they are usually the decision that I look back and I regret, and I hope that I would do it again, right? So that would be what has worked for me.
That makes a lot of sense. I think for me, I think maintaining being nimble and versatile has really helped me in terms of my career. I have not had the opportunity to move around offices as much, but I do get to travel quite a lot in my role. But I think as the markets change, so I work in equity capital markets, which is subject to market volatility quite a lot. There's been new products and initiatives that I would need to drive for myself and for the team. And I think that has been a fruitful part of my career, because I started off as doing a normal equity capital markets banker work, and then moving on to being responsible for Greater China and subsequently for Asia, but also adding on additional responsibilities to build private capital markets in addition to my role in the public market investor targeting, because as the market evolves, people tend to invest a little bit earlier and you need to build out a new investor base. And I think that inclusiveness and collaboration really helps, because you do need that connectivity and network both internally and externally, and being nimble and working together and being inclusive for that roles to be, for the, all of those roles to be successful.
Thank you. So I believe we have a really high mobility within the firm. And in financial market, we have very dynamic and fast changing environment. And UBS is also a company that has been constantly changing in a very positive way. For example, we are working on a very agile environment. We have adopted a lot of policy to adapt the change. So how could you keep your team motivated or adapted to these changes?
I think motivating the team, it's a part and parcel of working together to achieve a common goal. And I think having that mentality with all my teammates, it's very much like playing in the soccer team, where there would be a leader, but there would also be teammates and everyone being responsible for their part for our collective success. And I think that's the type of candidates that we would want to be part of the UBS team.
Definitely, for me, I often tell my team, right, to focus on things that they can control. And that includes our own thoughts and emotions, right? For those things that you really cannot control, just let it run its course, and do our best. And I think usually more often than not, the result will take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
So I completely agree.
Yeah.
Great. So I understand that for bankers or even working in the banking industry, working hours could be quite tough, or you might have encountered a lot of tough moments, difficult moments with clients or even internal parties. How could you manage those stress or manage your time? How could you prioritize all those of these to strike a balance between your personal priorities, your families, your friends, and work?
I think from our global banking, which is equivalent of IBD, as you would know it, we have a junior talent committee and junior lifestyle committee. So, and they are represented at our highest sort of senior management level meetings. And so their perspectives, their views on working hours and generally how they're being treated or how they treat other people gets discussed. And I think it's an important part of us valuing our junior talent. I think it's important for us to continue to communicate. I think it from a managerial level, like ourselves, I think we tend to be very bogged down on what we're busy on. And I think I have to say that in the past, there have been feedback that we had not done as well as senior managers. And I think, you know, by having these junior talent and style committees and having them represented at our most senior management level decision-making meetings, I think it has tremendously helped in terms of lifestyle. From my perspective, I think you do get better as you get across the ranks to manage your stress level. I have to say, you know, for the longest time when I was growing up doing banking, my 360 review, which is like your entire colleagues review you at the end of the year, and I had issues dealing with stress. And so, you know, I had to, from what I did, I devoted a lot more time after work to sports and on weekends. And I think that has definitely helped me deal with some stress. But obviously you do grow, as you grow into the role after 10, 15, 20 years, you'll learn to deal with stress a lot better. But I think having the infrastructure of the junior committees would really help in terms of understanding what are needs of juniors. And I think, you know, and this is something that we're very committed to do as a team.
So here comes to our last questions, Damien and Selena. So any top tips from you to give our summer interns who start their career at an early stage?
I would say, you know, be passionate in what you do. Be curious with the challenges or problems or issues that you face. And also, I guess, be adaptable to change, right? Mm-hmm. So that I think that's important. And like I said, you know, we are in a very competitive industry. You need to enjoy it. Right. If you don't enjoy it, it's very hard for you to take a long-term view on things. So that would be my advice.
Yeah, I think from my perspective, I have actually found that my job continues to be very interesting and a continuous learning experience for me. You know, from and in the IBD life, right? We started as an analyst where I was doing pitch books, and then going into an associate who was managing the production of the pitch books, to a director or ED level where we're running projects, to managing director where I'm leading projects. Each of that step has a different skill set, and you continue to learn in the course of the last sort of 20, 25 years, exposing my age now. But you know, you do continue to learn every single day in your job, and in every single title, you learn new skill sets. And I think if you have that curiosity and that hunger and passion for learning, I think this is a job for you.
Thank you for your time, Selena and Damien. I believe your stories and advice are definitely very inspirational and useful to our summer interns. The Life at UBS podcast series is now coming to an end. We hope it helps you to navigate your internship journey. To end this series, I would like to share one of my personal favorite quotes. Your focus determines your reality. Let's give a final push and end this internship strong.